On July 22nd, 30-year-old Erica Crampton was assaulted on the bike path near the Village Road and Highway 133 intersection, about 3 weeks after another assault occurred on Village Road near Gianetti Park. Crampton was one of about 25 Carbondale residents who attended Wednesday night's town trustee meeting to talk about these assaults and public safety. She told KDNK about what happened to her in July.
I live, towards 82, like right by the Red Rock Diner. It was about 11:30, and it was the middle of summer, Friday night, and I wanted a Slurpee, so I walked down to 7-Eleven, which, is not too terribly far. And I was right on the highway, on the bike path, and after I left 7-Eleven, I crossed over and was walking on, the east side of 133, and I had my headphones in, which now, I realize was not the smartest idea, but being that I grew up in Carbondale, and it wasn't like it was 2 o'clock in the morning, on a Friday night, I felt like it would be, I was listening to music as I walked, and a man approached me and asked me a question, which I don't really remember exactly what it was. I think it was like, do you want to come with me or something like that? And I said, no, of course not. And I, kept walking. And I felt a little uneasy after that. And I looked behind me a couple times as I kept going. And then as soon as I passed where Alpine Bank was, right by like Sotheby's or Mason and Morris, where it gets dark, all of a sudden someone grabbed me from behind and tackled me down onto the grass by the bike path, and I had my phone in my hand, and he kept, he was pulling it, he pulled it away, and I was held onto it pretty tight, but he got it, and I think he put it in his pocket, and I was trying to scream, but he had his hand over my mouth, and it's still like kind of a blur. I don't remember exactly what all happened. I know at one point he must have grabbed my throat pretty hard, because for a couple weeks after, it was still sore, as was my jaw. I think he hit me there. He definitely hit me in the lip and split it. I had to get like 7 stitches or something, and hit me in the eye as well. And it didn't occur to me until like a week later that it was a sexual assault. Because he reached down my pants a couple times, and I was able to fight him off, and I was screaming when I got the chance. Meanwhile, there were cars passing by on the highway, and they couldn't see me because I was in the dark. And finally, I was able to get up, and I hit him. I know I hit him at least once. And then he hit me again, and that's when I kind of fell down. I never lost consciousness, but I fell down, and then when I got back up and turned around, he was gone.
Crampton's mother, Felicia Trevor, organized the crowd that showed up at the meeting. Mayor Pro Tem Dan Richardson welcomed their comments and said solutions like surveys and research are already in the works. But Trevor and the others want better lighting, increased police surveillance at night, and the town to speak up about assaults occurring in town.
I moved here after being attacked in Chicago because it was a small town and I could feel safe here. And now I don't even feel safe walking home from the movie theater at 9:30 at night because there's really dark places on the way. I know that the night sky is a big issue here, but there's solutions, and I'd like to ask the town council to consider those solutions.
I'm Courtney Eagleton, and I have 2 children, female, 17 and 15. I would love to see more police. I heard you say that you have all of these things in the works. What is that doing to protect our children now?
Lori Givar-Stone. Cost should not be an issue, should not be a matter at all. You can't put a price on our safety in this town. If it is going to cost a lot to put lights around town, so what? We find the money somehow and we do it. I was attacked in this town many years ago too, and I don't feel safe in a lot of parts of the town walking around at night. And that should just be a basic human right that we feel safe in our own hometown.
My name is Tracy Wright. I'm single. I don't always have someone to accompany me, right? I recently do not feel safe. Erica is a friend of mine and a neighbor. So I've been turning over my shoulder, carrying a knife in my pocket, and then having someone accompany me when I can, right? So I do think that's a great suggestion, but it's not enough, like everyone else was saying, and how important it is that we do get these cost-efficient lights up as soon as possible.
My name is Erica Sparhawk.
This is a very emotional topic for me, but of course I first was like, sweet, lighting, I can tackle that, let's go for that. But it's also so much more than just lighting, and it's not going to necessarily address assaults. I love Mary Catherine's idea of looking at maybe the rec center and the police teaming up on offering some classes. But there again, that's responsibility of all the amazing women in our town to take this on. Of course, the other thought I had, which I was joking with Flash about, is what if we just have a curfew and men can't be out on the streets after a certain time? It's not what we're going to do, but that's sometimes how it feels, because it becomes our responsibility to install the lights and to take the classes so that we can kick some butt on the street if we need to.
Outgoing trustee A.J. Hobbs said the board's initial discussion of the issue 2 weeks ago made him angry for the first time since he was elected to office.
The board's discussion and our police chief's discussion quickly went to not wanting our town to feel like it's unsafe, and it quickly went to making sure that our dark sky is protected. And there was lots of talk about statistics and rankings, where our town ranks in safety. What made me most angry was a very subtle undertone from some of the board members and from our police chief, which by no means was intentional, but it was just a carrying on of how our male society has treated issues like this.
No decisions were made at Wednesday's meeting. Felicia Trevor told KDNK in an email that she was happy about the turnout and hopes this will help trustees prioritize the issue. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.